This is Dr. Shenouda Kadoonay, 6-minute walk test on Camilla Boss, BOSS. On 10/17/24, Mrs. Boss performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the murmur saturation was 95%, period. The patient achieved 154 meters in 6 minutes and ended the test with a saturation of 94%, period. She did pause at 1 minute and 25 seconds when she desaturated to 89% transiently. She was then able to resume temporarily, but stopped completely at 3 minutes and 38 seconds. Perinopagraph impression, severe exercise intolerance with transient hypoxemia. Next, 6-minute walk test on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galthier on 10/17/24. Mrs. Willis performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 96%, period. Patient achieved 250 meters and stopped the test at 5 minutes and 53 seconds due to dyspnea, and at that time her saturation was 91%, period. Perinopagraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Michael Horgan. This goes to Dr. Tai. On 10/17/24, Mr. Horgan performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. There was an insignificant change after bronchodilators, period, compared to a prior study dated 6/4/24. There's been slight deterioration, period. Perinopagraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing minimal deterioration. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Joseph Barnett, B-A-R-N-E-T-T-E. This goes to Dr. Ward on 10/17/24. Mr. Barnett performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. There was a minimal improvement after bronchodilators, still leaving the patient with a moderate degree of airways obstruction compared to a prior study dated 5/16/24. And there's been some improvement in the post-bronchodilator study. Period of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component showing minimal improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Angela Cravens, C-R-A-V-E-N. This goes to Kathy Johnson, comma, PA. On 10/17/24, Mrs. Craven performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the LH bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, period. Although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. There was a poor effort after bronchodilators, period, and paragraph impression, moderate restriction without airways obstruction and without bronchoreactivity. And when compared to a study dated 1/3/23, there's been a slight improvement, period. Thank you.